Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Star 102 plays more music while you're working. Listen on radio.com. Joining the Jen and Tim show is Dr. Amy Edwards, pediatric infectious disease specialist with Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital.
Everyone seems to be going overboard with the information about coronavirus. Are we taking it a little bit too far or no?
No and yes. So it is a more severe virus than influenza. I want to make that very clear. And that is why our public health officials are doing what they do. But what they're doing is keeping us safe. And I think for the majority of people, there's not a lot to worry about. If we do what we're told, we're going to be just fine.
And once again, you should mention some things that we should be doing.
Right. And the number one thing is to stay home when you're sick. And I know that sick leave policies here in the United States don't make that easy, and a lot of people don't get paid if they stay home. But the best way to keep people from getting sick is for those people who are sick to stay home.
Dr. Edwards, I have a 5-year-old. I have an 8-year-old, kindergarten and second grade. How worried should I be about the kids as well?
Interestingly enough, it looks like the kids do really well with this. There's a lot of data that's starting to come out of China. They've been publishing in the literature to try to make sure all the scientists and doctors can read it. And all the case reports that have been done on kids show that they do really well. We're thrilled.
And what about people that have trips planned? I mean, a lot of spring breaks happening this month, happening in April. Selfishly, I'm asking for myself. We're traveling out of the country mid-April. Should I be worried? Should I be trying to reschedule my trip?
You know, if your family is young and healthy, I don't anticipate medically that traveling is a problem, but it's very likely you could end up in quarantine if the outbreak is still going on.
Yeah. As the weather gets better, do you think that will have any effect on it?
I hope so. It does affect human coronavirus. Human coronavirus definitely circulates in higher numbers in the winter, but we just don't know. It's too early to tell.
And for more information, you can go to uhhospitals.org/services/coronavirus. A lot of information there that's very, very helpful. Dr. Amy Edwards, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.